do you sort of look at that preseason opener for you guys as an offense, and you know, what sort of didn't work and then things you have to sort of focus on moving forward here?
You kind of just move forward from it. We watched the film today, we learned from the mistakes, and just come out today and practice and hopefully correct those things.
Tom specifically said he wasn't very happy with the wide receivers in general. What kind of things was he talking about that maybe were stressed to you guys that you had to improve on?
We just need to play better, plain and simple. Just need to come out and make sure that we know and do the correct assignments that we have. Right. Definitely need to do more as a receiving group and as a team as well. We didn't really play well, so can't really hang your head on it. You just keep it moving and you learn from it.
Anything in particular that you're looking at that you're focusing on? Anything in particular that you're focusing on?
Just make sure we do things right, really, is the biggest thing. And once you do that, you'll improve on everything else. It just wasn't there. Things weren't working. But like I said, you know, there's plenty more games, plenty more practices to get stuff corrected.
You still think obviously you weren't on the field in the preseason games last year, but as an offense, you still look at it and say, hey, we're, you know, significantly further than we were at this point last year when you sit there and you look out on the field and you see where you are?
I couldn't really tell you. Don't really remember much preseason last year. But I do remember a lot of plays coming from the wide receiver group, especially, you know, the Corey Washingtons and everybody else who got the opportunity to play in the preseason game last year. I just know that we need to do better as a group.
The confidence in this offense and the ability not to worry when things go wrong a little bit, how much of that stems from your quarterback?
I guess a lot of it. In a way, a lot of it does. You know, you have a guy like Eli who's been to two Super Bowls. He, two-time MVP. He knows what he's doing. So, you look to him as one of those guys who, you know, if he's unfazed, then you know we're all unfazed. And if something's worrying him, he's probably going to come tell us about it, and we'll get it corrected and move from there.
I know you have another quarterback, obviously, in your pro career, but it sort of makes you feel a little better knowing a guy like that is out there on your side.
Absolutely. I'm definitely blessed to be in the situation that I'm in, to be able to come in and have a quarterback who, you know, at the end of his career is going to have some, you know, pretty accomplished things that he's done. So to be able to come out and play with a guy like that from year one until, you know, whenever, is definitely a big thing.
How do you sort of view the receiving corps? I mean, there seems to be a lot of guys from top to bottom here that can play. I mean, you see who's out there running with you guys. And how do you sort of, as a receiver, view the whole core and the competition that's going on?
It's a very tight competition, you know, with those guys in there. Everybody can play. So we all push each other, and we all, you know, want to see each other succeed. So with that being said, it's just coming out and just having focus and doing what you have to do, and taking it from there. And you know, there's you can only control what you can control. So you take it as that, and whatever happens, happens. Say it again. You know, you have a 24-hour rule, so the window's passed, that game's over, you can't really think about it, you just move forward and learn from your mistakes.
Is there anything specific you feel like you want to see from the team or you want to see from the offense next game?
I think we tend to forget that, you know, this is the game that you played when you were a little kid that you loved. As far as just coming out and just being excited to play football, I think it hit us kind of late, and really realizing that, you know, the season's around the corner, and this may be the first preseason game, but it's still a game all in all. and these opportunities for you to take and learn and grow from them. So just coming out fired up next week and just have a better game.
You went up against Landon in college, and now you saw him in camp. What have you seen him develop as a safety?
It's crazy because he was a guy who, you know, he went to Alabama and I went to LSU, and just even going into the draft, I don't really give a lot of, you know, defensive backs props and stuff, and I just said that, you know, this guy's a beast and it'd be crazy if we drafted him. I know I was definitely hoping him to be on my team, and then we drafted him, and you know, now I get to sit here and watch him in person, you know, every single day, and he's going to be a guy who is going to be a phenomenal player. You know, unfortunate or whatever happened to him happened, but just wishing him to, you know, stay strong and come back ready to play the way that I know he's capable of.